Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. On January 19th, the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, New York, opened two new exhibitions, Francisco Goya, The Caprichos, Etchings, and Aquatints, and Doc's Thrash, Black Life and the Carborundum Mezzotint. The exhibitions celebrate the works of two innovative printmakers from different eras and will be on view through March 22nd. Jonathan Canning is the Director of Curatorial Affairs and Programming at the Hyde Collection, and he joins us now to tell us more. Good morning, Jonathan. Welcome back to the Roundtable.
Good morning and Happy New Year to everyone.
Good to see you. Tell me about, I don't know, do you think we should talk about the exhibitions separately or together, or separately then together?
Well, it's interesting you ask that because originally when I was putting together our calendar, I thought of them very separately. Goya was an artist I knew, though his Capriccio etchings have always confused me. And then Doc Thrash was an artist I didn't know, but he comes out of a tradition that I was aware of. And as I worked with the material, I realized that Thrash knew Goya's work, and particularly the Capriccio series that we are exhibiting. And so when it came to laying out the shows, I actually started them both in the same gallery, and you can flow freely from one side to another, because I think it's interesting and useful to be able to see the two in relationship to each other in a way, or certainly Thrash in relationship to Goya.
You said that the Caprichos etchings have always confused you. Tell me what it is about them that confuses you. Tell us more about why that would have been a reaction you would have had.
Well, it's such bizarre imagery. You have a series of 80 prints that poke fun at Spanish society, but these are all human foibles, still relevant today. And but there's the witches and bats and cats in the background and creepy monsters. There are scenes of Spanish lovers, of the foolishness of love, how easily one can be fleeced by the other party. And But they're, since they're dressed in 18th century Spanish clothing, and some of the mannerisms and gestures don't quite make sense unless you know Spanish society and traditions of the time. So they are often hard to read. Some of them are really still very disturbing even today. But they still cut to the quick, because, as I said, they're all human failings that we still have.
They are etchings and aquatints. Could you tell us a little bit about how they were created, what that process is that Goya would have used to make the runs of these prints?
So an etching is a print technique in which you incise the what is to print as the black line into a copper plate. Aquatint allows you to apply to create the effect almost of a watercolory wash over the surface. And what's interesting, Goya was a very accomplished etcher when he started this series in 1797. 2 years later, when he comes out of the other end, he has learnt the aquatint technique, and he is incredibly skilled at it. And so you have some final prints that are very atmospheric. You wouldn't think that they were prints. You'd think more watercolor in black and white, in gray. Aquatint was a technique known in France and England by the mid-second half of the 18th century, but Goya's really the first in Spain to take the technique up. So as an art historical development, it's really interesting to see one artist learning and mastering a technique just in the process of creating this single series of prints.
How did the Hyde acquire them for this exhibition?
They've come through an exhibition company that we work with based in California. It's the same company that brought us the Picasso, Braque, and Leger show at the end of last year. So we're fortunate to know a number of these companies who contract with collectors around the nation and are able to bring in works of art to supplement artists and forms of art that we have in our permanent collection. You can see any day you come up to Glens Falls, but we have one Goya print in our collection, and now we've got 80 on the walls, and it's a fun look at late 18th century Spain, but it's very, as I said, very relevant to 21st century America.
Do we know, is it known how many of the Caprichos etchings and aquatints exist in the world?
Well, this actually was a commercial venture by Goya, and it was a flop. It was a total disaster for him. He printed 30 sets, and he sold about 24, 26. The remainder he finally offloaded, giving them to the Royal Print Exchange in 1803 in return for a scholarship for his son to travel Europe.
Tell me more. The other exhibition is Doc's Thrash, Black Life and the Carborundum Mezzotint. Tell me more about Thrash. What should we know about him as an artist?
Oh, he's fascinating. So Doc's Thrash was born in rural Georgia. At the age of 15, he goes on the road. Either side of World War One, he is out on the road. He's a Pullman porter. He's a waiter. He's a minstrel artist. In World War One, he fights. He's one of the Buffalo soldiers, and he's wounded right at the very end of the war, the last 24 hours of World War One. Doc Thrash gets shell-shocked and gassed. He comes back to the United States. He becomes a student at the School of the Art Institute in Chicago, which is one of the few art schools to allow full enrollment by African Americans in the 20s. Mm-hmm. After graduating, he settles in Philadelphia. And then he builds up certainly a regional and then national reputation for depicting African American life in all medias. He was a watercolorist, a draftsman, a painter. But he invents a particular new form of printing process called the Carborundum Mezzotint while he works for the WPA in the 1930s. And that, because the WPA is criticized for socialism for artists, wasting government money, they promote his new invention, his new printing technique, and his name gets out there. But he's recognized for taking the African-American experience, life on the farm, life in the city, and saying this is worthy to be represented in art, in the high art tradition of the European canon. And so he's controversial to a degree in that he takes the African-American female nude and he presents her as Titian would, in the tradition of Titian and the odalisque of the 19th century. It's interesting for us at the Hyde because we know the traditions he comes out of. He's looked at the print techniques of Rembrandt and Goya. He's been influenced by Whistler. These are all artists we know up at the Hyde. But Thrash has new subject matter. He makes us look at a different part of America than we have traditionally looked at the Hyde. And he's a great new person for our audience to meet and get to know.
You said, we said the Carborundum Mezzotint. What is carborundum? What does that mean? I know I'm asking a lot about process, and it's maybe hard to put into words. But what is that printmaking process? What's different about it?
He discovered this process by accident. So he had an etched copper plate in his hand, and he was trying to reuse it. So he needs to scour down the surface of the copper plate and remove all those incised lines. And he was using granules of carborundum silicate to do the scouring. And he realized that it was churning up the surface of his copper plate he refers to it as creating mountains and valleys, and that if he inked that and printed it on a page, he'd have a rich, velvety, charcoaly, like, dark surface on the page. And then he could, to create his image, he would smooth down the mountain peaks. And when inked, they would not hold ink. So he's sort of working in a reverse imagery. He's creating the whites and the grays on the that will print on the page.
Okay.
And that he has greater control than through the etching process in creating all these subtle variations and tonal shifts. And it was recognized by Thrash and by commentators in the 1930s right away that this is really effective when you are portraying African-American figures. And so there's a range of prints that he executes of heroes of the African-American community. We have a print of the boxer Joe Louis in the show. But also of just portraying men and women in normal dress at work, and he can create this wonderful, rich environment and portrayal through this new technique.
Do we know if he? I don't know anything. Do you know if he traveled to find the scenes, and his works are representations of direct things that he saw, or if he created scenes based on experience sort of from his imagination?
I think it's a little bit of both. We still don't know a lot about him. The exhibition has come to us through a dealer in Philadelphia, which is where he worked as an artist. So they know him best in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Museum has many of his prints, which were made in very small numbers, only about 25 per edition. So, you know, usually you're churning out a couple of hundred prints with a copper plate. But he would do in much smaller numbers. So there's so much more to know about Doc Thrash and Raymond Steth and other African-American artists that he worked alongside in Philadelphia.
Francisco Goya, the Caprichos Etchings and Aquatints, and Doc's Thrash, Black Life and the Carborundum Mezzotint are on view at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, New York through March 22nd. To learn more, you can visit hydecollection.org, and that link will be posted along with this conversation at wamc.org/roundtable. Jonathan Canning is the Director of Curatorial Affairs and Programming at the Hyde Collection. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your expertise this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
hydecollection.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.